afternoon. This is Father Steve West from the parish of St. Barnabas in Pleasantville in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. Welcome to today's reflection. Today, the second Sunday after Pentecost, proper 6, year A. On Thursday, the 11th of June, we celebrated the Feast of Corpus Christi and also the Feast of St. Barnabas the Apostle. So our reflection today will come from the readings for St. Barnabas. Isaiah chapter 42, verses 5 to 12. Psalm 112. Acts 11, 19 to 30. And 13 to 1, 3. Matthew 10, 7 to 16. So we welcome you to our service, our reflection today. Let us pray. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. The Lord is here and we will praise Him. The Lord is here and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here. He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Almighty God, King of all creation, sovereign over all things, you hold the universe in the palm of your hand. Enable us to keep our hearts fixed on you, and our minds on your truth. For we have come to worship you as Lord of all. Amen. Let us pray. The Collect for Proper Six. Keep, O Lord, your household, the church, in your steadfast faith and love, that through your grace we may proclaim your truth with boldness and minister your justice with compassion, for the sake of our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Collect for St. Barnabas. Grant, O God, that we may follow the example of your faithful servant Barnabas, who, seeking not his own renown, but the well-being of your church, gave generously of his life and substance for the relief of the poor and the spread of the gospel. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Following the Example of Barnabas. As we prayed in our collect, we ask God to help us to follow the example of your faithful servant Barnabas, who, seeking not his own renown, but the well-being of your church, gave generously of his life and substance for the relief of the poor and the spread of the gospel. What is there in the character of Barnabas that we as disciples of Christ today should follow? Joseph, a Levite born in Cyprus, whom the apostle called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, sold a field he owned, brought the money and turned it over to the apostles. Acts 4, 36 to 37. That was our introduction to Barnabas. He was able to put the needs of others before his own needs. He recognized that all he possessed was given to him by God, and he would share his blessings with those in need. He therefore allowed God to use him as a source of blessings to others. He would not seek his own renown, we are told, but the well-being of the church. So we see that Barnabas had the gift of humility. He did not, as St. Paul would say, think of himself more highly than he ought to think. He was a disciple of Christ, and he would be faithful to that call. He would have the same mind that was in Christ in him. Barnabas would demonstrate his humility several times in the Acts of the Apostles. He was not there to project himself. He knew he had a commanding presence. In fact, the people of Lystra thought he was Jupiter, the chief of the gods. But he also knew he was a disciple of Christ, and his task was to make more disciples. He would take every opportunity. He would partner with anyone who would aid him in making more disciples for Christ. When the apostles were afraid of Saul, when he came to Jerusalem after his encounter with the risen Christ, it was Barnabas who would seek out Saul and bring him and introduce him to the apostles and affirm Paul's conversion. And this enabled for Paul to be accepted by the church. When the church at Antioch was growing rapidly and Barnabas realized that he needed help, he was not afraid to send for Paul, who was, by that time, a powerful, passionate, convincing speaker. He was a man who knew his gifts and did not see others as competition, rather as companions in the faith. His focus was always on building up the body of Christ, the church. Barnabas was not only generous and humble, he was also trustworthy. When a famine was predicted in Jerusalem and the church at Antioch, no doubt encouraged by Barnabas, collected money to bring relief to the church in Jerusalem, it was Barnabas and Paul who were chosen to take the famine relief to Jerusalem. Our prayer says that Barnabas gave generously of his life. When we study his life, we see a man driven with a passion to make disciples for Christ. He, like Jesus, would not stay in one place and enjoy the increase which came to the church he headed in Antioch. As the church grew, Barnabas with Paul would set out to all parts of Asia Minor to spread the gospel, to make disciples, to teach, to baptize, and to preach. The church in Antioch, inspired by the Holy Spirit, after fasting and prayer, laid hands on Barnabas and Paul and sent them off with John Mark on their first missionary journey. They walked, they sailed, they preached in villages and cities, in synagogues and in the streets. They even convinced the Roman proconsul to become a Christian. It was in Paphos that, for some reason, John Mark left and returned to Jerusalem, an act which Paul would not forgive. And Paul refused to take him on another missionary journey. Barnabas, however, was forgiving and took John Mark with him when he went to Cyprus, where he settled. The dynamic duel of Paul and Barnabas enabled the growth of the church all over Asia Minor. People were converted in large numbers, in villages, in towns, and cities. The harvest was indeed plentiful. To the end of his days, Barnabas continued his journeys for the gospel, giving generously of his life and substance for the spread of the word of God. We may well ask, how was Barnabas able to become such an outstanding disciple of Christ, fulfilling that great commission? He was unselfish. He controlled his ego. He could focus on his ministry rather than on himself. He could be generous and share his blessings with others. He was indeed an outstanding leader. He could respond to the material, emotional, and spiritual needs of others. Although he was not one of the 12, he certainly deserved the name Apostle, for they were sent out to proclaim the message and to have authority to cast out demons, to bring relief to the sufferings of others. How was Barnabas able to do all this? Well, in Acts chapter 11, verse 24, Luke describes Barnabas as follows: "For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith." Today, as we are invited by your church to be intentional disciples and disciple makers. We have an outstanding example and role model of a disciple of Christ in Barnabas. We prayed in the collect that we may follow his example. To do so, we must be filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. The Holy Spirit, that is, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and inward strength, the spirit of knowledge and true godliness, the spirit of reverence and true religion. Filled with the Holy Spirit and faith like Barnabas, we will fully commit ourselves to being faithful disciples of Christ, not thinking of our own renown, but committing our life and substance for the spread of the gospel, good news for the whole world, good news that God loves all of God's people, and that love is personified in Jesus, and we are invited to follow him. So today Jesus says to us, I came that you might have life in all its fullness. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. God our Father, you sent your Son to us. Grant that filled with your Spirit, we may be renewed in faith and inspired in hope and love to spread the gospel of your kingdom to all humankind through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. For a clearer vision of the work you have set before us and for a better understanding of your gospel, Lord, direct us. For a deeper commitment in your service and a greater love for all your children, Lord, direct us. For a fresh understanding of the task before us and for a sense of urgency in our proclamation, Lord, direct us. For a greater respect and acceptance among Christians of different traditions and for a common goal in evangelism, Lord, direct us. Amen. Blessed are you, Almighty Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for your guiding power, which has brought us here to serve you in your church. Look upon us, we beseech you, who are called by the name of your dear Son, and grant that we may walk worthy of our Christian vocation. Unite us all in mutual love and forbearance. Put far from us all selfish indifference to the needs of others, and give us grace gladly to bear our burdens and fulfill our duties as members of the church and citizens of this country, to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God, you have called us to be your witnesses to all nations. Have mercy on us who have known your will but failed to do it. Cleanse us from unbelief and sloth, and fill us with hope and zeal, that we may do your will and bear your cross, and bide your time, and see your glory, who with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may God give you grace to follow his saints in faith and hope and love. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And may God the Father bless you. May Christ take care of you. May the Holy Spirit enlighten you all your days. May the Lord be your defender and keeper of body and soul, now and forever, to the ages of ages. Amen. And in the words of Canon Mark Kendall from the Diocese of the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos Islands, Test positive for faith. Keep distance from doubt. Isolate from fear. And trust God. Do have a rewarding and safe week. Blessings.